Today is Monday, October 5th, 1998, and we're at the home of my Aunt Lois, Lois Ruth Belknap Erickson. And it's about, 7:25 or so in the evening. And we're here in her living room, here in your living room. I'm not going to speak third person here. We're here in your living room, Aunt Lois, to visit with you a little bit this evening on your family.
The date.
And I thought, excuse me?
Have the date.
What date?
The date.
I've already given it. No?
Should we start over? I didn't hear you say that.
Yes, I did.
Let's start over then.
No, this doesn't need to be perfect. This is just a tape recording. I thought that there might be a couple of questions that I could ask to get us started. I was wondering, and I'm very interested in, Lois, if you wouldn't mind telling us about what the personalities were like of your dad and your mom, what they were like at home, what they were like at church, or your father in politics, what sorts of people were they? How would they conduct themselves? How would they, were they serious people? Were they funny people? If you could explain a little bit about that.
Well, Mother was a very kind, sweet person. She was very concerned about other people. She was concerned about us children. And probably it was because my dad was, father was away so much, because he was bishop, you know, for 17 years, and then he was in the state presidency for another 11 years before they moved. But he was bishop up until just a month before I was born, married.
Oh, really?
But he was made bishop when I was 5 years old. So my whole complete life, I knew him actually as as a bishop. And but he did as much as he could to be with the family. And you see, it was at an unusual time. I was born in 1920, and it was just after the First World War. And people were struggling to get, get their lives back into order, I guess you could say. And then along came the Depression into, the 30s or before? I'm just not exactly sure the dates, but nobody seemed to have a lot of anything, but everybody seemed to have what they needed, you know what I mean? But it wasn't lavish. I was born just 3 weeks after Dad finished building the house.
On
21st Street, 1111 21st Street. And I was born there, and and I always enjoyed it. It was a fun house, and it had a great big front room with French doors in between it, and then a large, great big large dining room, and a large kitchen with cupboards about like they used to have. Not lots and lots, but enough to, it was made real well. Dad had worked hard on it. And then we had long hallway right down the hall, and there were the, just the two bedrooms at the time, and then we had a porch out on the back, and we also had an old refrigerator that Chad put ice in, and the ice man would come up and down the street, you know, and at a certain time, and chip off just enough ice to fit into your refrigerator, and Then we have to remember to empty the water down underneath it, or else it'd be out on the floor. And so there was a porch kind of like on the back. Well, later on, Dad finished that off and made it into a bedroom as the boys got older.
So you eventually had three bedrooms
in the house? So then we had the three bedrooms in the house upstairs. And then later on, they built two more bedrooms downstairs. And it was a full basement with a big, long stairway down. And they used to have Halloween parties. Put a slide down the long stairway. Shoot, you know. Well, Mother and Dad were people that loved parties. And they loved company. And they, well, part of it, I guess, maybe I'm getting off into more than what you want to say.
No, not at all. This is perfect.
A lot of it was because when the ward was divided from off the 13th and the 6th wards and made the 20th ward, we didn't have a building. Nobody had a building. And the other two wards were busy. And so a lot of the things were held in our home. A lot. Mutual parties, Boy Scout parties, adult parties, MIA parties, and Mother was in the MIA and Counselor and Relief Society a little bit later, and that's when Gordon said he was a member of the Relief Society because they had his name on the roll and called him. But a lot was held in our home just because they had no other place to go. So they even had parties, ward parties, and they would fill the all of the rooms, even into the bedroom, and the kitchen, and everybody was all, and we had a coal stove, and a heatrolla in the dining room, a stove, an old-fashioned coal stove in the dining room. And let's see.
Would your mother enjoy throwing all of these parties? I mean, having your house completely open to all of these people?
Oh, yes, and she was always such a good cook, and she made lots of good things to eat.
What sorts of things?
And they loved to make homemade ice cream. They would do a lot of it, let's see, you want to, while I'm there, I want to tell you a little bit about it.
Please.
A little bit later on, but anyway, Dad just had one ward clerk. There was, I was just looking here, he had, I don't know whether you want to go through all of these things for his ward clerks and all those things and everything.
Sure.
But, at that time, they just had the first counselor and second counselor and the ward clerk. And Daddy took care of all of the finances of the ward, too. And I remember sitting around a big round table in the dining room as children and helping Dad open up the tithing. I mean, the fast offering envelopes. And sometimes there were nickels, just nickels and dimes and quarters. And at that time, people were not very well off. And they gave what they had, I suppose. I don't know. But I remember him putting them out, opening them up, putting them out. And somebody would be taking the pennies and somebody would be taking the nickels, and you know. And we helped with the fast offering, and that was always fun to us. It made us feel like it was important.